Well, you know, this Love Perth mission that we have in August 9th to 16th, it's not kind of just like a one-off thing where, you know, it's utterly disconnected from everything we do. In fact, it's part of what we're seeking to do all the time in our call to Love Perth. And so we kind of see it as both a landing pad and a launch pad. A landing pad in that there's a lot that we do already in and from the church, ministry that we have, mission that we do. And so in some ways, we'll be doing more of that as we head towards this week in August. And then we're going to land some of that in more creative ways and more intense ways. But then also that it is kind of like a launch pad where there's some things that might happen there that will lead us into new things as we head into the future. It will kind of give us a kind of turbo boost in mission. So I don't really play, I'm not a gamer. I've never really been a gamer, but the only game I ever really played was Mario Kart. And Mario Kart, if you remember, I don't even know what they're called, but there's those little pads that you get to that when you arrive at them, you go, pew, and you get a turbo boost on. Well, that's the kind of thing, I think, in terms of what we do in mission, we're hoping will happen in that week. It's not a disconnected thing, actually. It's what we're doing and the new things that we'll do. And then for a week, we give some focus and concentration and intensity to it. And we really are in the community and we give it a turbo boost. And then from that, launching into the future will be new or more or better. And so this is part of what we already are saying. This is what we're called to do from day to day, from week to week, as the family of God. So I'm going to introduce you to some of the other folk who are involved in the team and on these categories that we have. So I'm going to ask Sundeep to come up and Carrie and Michael to join us. So I'll be coming as they make their way up. Let's give them a round of applause. Okay, well, let's start with Sundeep. So Sundeep is heading up prayer. And so Sundeep, tell us a little bit about what some of that might look like.
I'm not going to do... hi, I'm Sundeep. We're just trying to put faces on each other, on the ministry, so that you guys can come and talk to us, and we'll stand around, and if you can help in this, this will be good. I'm not going to do a sales pitch to a bunch of Christians on the importance of prayer. Right. It's the bread and butter of what we do, and if we're not talking to God as a people, there's something not right. Two verses, that things I was reading this week, in Jeremiah it says, call to me, 33 this is Jeremiah, call to me and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. And then it goes on and it says, and this city shall be a name of joy, a praise and glory before all the nations of the earth, who shall hear of all the good that I do for them. They shall fear and tremble because of all the good and all the prosperity I provide for it. Imagine if that was Perth.
Yeah.
Right? If we just went into the city ready to love it. So what we're going to do is a whole series of things. We are going to allow space for you introverts and you extroverts. The extroverts, you're going to be at the A game, will be healing street ministry. We're going to try, hopefully, get sun across. Just get on the streets, pray for people, set up prayer stalls, set up a prayer cross somewhere where people can bring their prayers, and just get a bunch of people praying for people on the street in the cities. There will also be prayers that we want to take to all the businesses. Just go and pray for the businesses. Pray some people who, like me, I hate morning prayers, and therefore I love morning prayers because it takes you out of your comfort zone. We want people who are willing to go and pray the streets. There are about 60-odd streets in Perth. Just pick a street and walk it. Commit to walking that street and pray over it. Pray to an indifferent people, and you'll see what God's already up to. We want to try to do prayer walls, 24/7 prayer, a whole bunch of stuff that we want to encourage. We also want to kick off in Easter. Start doing stuff in Easter. So don't think about an August thing. You know, yeah, take your week off in August, but we want to test the ground right now. We want to stir the hearts of people in here. We want you guys challenging yourselves and being part of this. To the introverts, now, I know there are plenty of people in here, I know them personally, who just love sitting in a dark cave in the middle and just talking to Jesus, and that's great. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. For those people, I would love that we want to try to get 1,000 prayers for this city written. Prayers of blessing, prayers of hope, prayers of goodness. So much of our prayer life is an ask. This we want to do is a blessing to others. So if you can simply, and we're going to try to leave some like suggestion box type things where you can just simply write a prayer. Write it to teachers, write it to a policeman, write it to a business, write it to a traffic warden. praying for enemies is a wonderful, wonderful exercise, I'll tell you. write it for your bus driver. Write it for, just imagine the person that you are coming across in your day-to-day and what of Jesus you would like to know. And set that prayer up, because what we're going to try to do is then collect prayers and do some social media, do some YouTube, some TikTok, stuff like that, where we're praying and people are hearing those prayers, either being physically written, we'll meet up where we will hand prayers to people, mementos, praying crosses, things like that, but also where people are hearing a specific prayer given to. So these are just some of the ideas, right? Just trying to stir your hearts. The thing I also want to say is the gaps. We haven't, I'm not here, we do not have a monopoly on a good idea here. So if there is something in your heart, come and speak to me. Share what it is. Let's see if we can make it work. This is not trying to be a top-down thing. I think to me personally, the important thing would be that this transforms, encourages, and rejuvenates this church's prayer life over this season. Come, Lord
Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Carrie is hospitality. So tell us a little bit about hospitality.
So yes, the hospitality team is about engaging with strangers and using what we have to bless others. And we've got a few projects in mind that we want to get involved in. We want to go around the small businesses, round about the streets near the church, and invite them at some point to a prayer breakfast. We would like also to maybe get involved in going to a care home, taking maybe an afternoon tea, have some singing, and just chatting with some of the elderly people in the care homes. But one of the big things we'd really like to do, and I think it's a real godsend, when we put the dates up for Love Perth, we had everything sort of, oh, this is great. And then we all found out that there's a great big thing happening on the South Inch, a great big music festival. And some of us are going, oh, that's kind of going to spoil what we're doing. But actually, no, it's an utter godsend replay coming to the South Inch, because it means we have an opportunity as God's people to go out and bless all these thousands of folk that are going to be there listening to music, and we have an opportunity to do something. We have the chance to really go and bless them, and not just the people that are there to listen to the music, the security staff, the people that are all going to be there involved in it. And you think, wow, God has really put that on our doorstep for us to do something. Our thought is that maybe we could fill bags with water and a snack and a leaflet about the church and a prayer, and that maybe we could just hand these out to people as they're leaving the venues. It's on for 2 days, so we're going to need a lot of people to help out at that. But then you're maybe thinking, Carrie, that's just not me. I can't do that. Well, we're also going to need a team of people who are going to be able to stick our bottles of water so that they know they come from Trinity Church, and fill the bags, and just get involved in something like that. So there is a job for all of us to do. And if you're still thinking, Carrie, I'm not really good with my hands at putting stickers on or filling bags, then you can pray for the one person that could be touched by God at that music festival. Now, there'll be lots of one persons, but if we all prayed for one, we don't know who it's going to be, but we could start praying now for that one person that God will touch. There's also going to be a couple other things happening. We've got maybe a sports quiz and some other stuff. But that was the main one I wanted to tell you about, was Music Mania at Replay. Thank you.
Okay, Michael. Michael is on social action.
Good morning. So, social action, what we'll just do is highlight two or three of the opportunities that we've identified. And the one thing that we've been talking about, as a couple of the team have said, for a while now, and good grief, we could have 20, 30 of these things. So, you know, expect more to be added, but it's such an excitement about identifying them. So where should we start? We'll start with bless thy neighbor. This is Ian's wording for this one. It took ages to come up with the name. But what do we mean? Well, you know, it's difficult if you're sitting facing this direction, but if you looked around, you looked out there, or if you go out the back, there's the flats, there's the community housing, there's lots of other parts of the neighborhood really close to us here, and even where you stay at home. But how do we bless those right on our doorstep? So we're looking for opportunities, and this is the phrase that we'll be using quite a few different activities about redeeming places. That's one of the aspects that we go in and we look for new purpose, bringing a space to life, just blessing the individuals that we come across. So it could be gardening projects, it could be linking in with a hospitality team to do something around food and gathering around food. There's many opportunities, but bless thy neighbor is something that we want to do right here on our doorstep. And we're hoping that through those interactions, you get conversations. Conversations lead to relationships. Those build. I was always struck that when the building, just after this part of the building opened, the team with Paul and others that were working out the front testified so many times that they were working, people would stop, chat. Conversations would come from that. So that's a microcosm of what we hope from blessing thy neighbor. So that's a very much out in the local community. And then something that clearly Al know a lot about, the Unity World Cup. That's rugby, isn't it? No. Maybe a sore point today. Unity World Cup. So that's we're thinking about having a week-long tournament or a couple of days tournament, bringing together many of our friends from the international community that are here with us or in the hotels in Perth, and through local Perth people and maybe even further afield, but to put on our World, small brackets, Perth Football Cup. We'll bring them together, we'll arrange the locations, we'll put the tournament structure together, and then we'll play that through. And hopefully that'll just be an exciting time, a time for energy, but then a time for conversations as you knit together into small teams. So that's something to look forward to. I'll brush up on my, whatever it is you do in football, passing. And then the last one, last of three, and there's many more, celebrating recovery. Now, that's maybe more focused into the church space, but it's really just to celebrate and honour those that have been on a recovery path. And as we're hearing earlier, that can be many different types of recovery. There's a chance for gathering around food, maybe a ceilidh, maybe dancing, maybe praise, and get together and celebrate that journey. So that's a flavour of three different areas. Blessing the neighbour, looking at sport as a way to bring people together, and celebrating recovery, and many more.
Thank you, Michael. And then the folks who've been involved in creative arts, they are most of them over with the children just now, so I'll take their slot and a little bit with creative arts. So one option on creative arts is to do some street art out on the street, get the artists together. We have quite a few here, or bring some in from other places as well. Art on the street, where we gather, talk, and if you're doing particular types of art, as you talk with somebody, you can begin to tell a little bit about what you're doing, the artist, whatever you're painting, and depending what the theme is on that, how does that start conversations? I remember there was a guy who I knew down in one of the churches in the city centre, Ian Campbell was his name, and he would just sit in cafes and paint. And people would come up and they would ask him what he was painting, and he was always painting something biblical or something that had sort of spiritual content to it. And people were fascinated and would get into these conversations about Jesus and about what was being painted. Street art, part of that could be, just as we're doing that, chalk paints on the ground. We did think it wouldn't be cool to get kind of get the biggest, longest hopscotch that we possibly could. I don't know if it's possible for us to do it in the high street we're looking in, where you know you just create some space where people gather and talk and share, and you get to talk about what you're doing and why you're doing it. Dog art, dog portraits, pet portraits. We're also hoping to get the African Scottish drum music group maybe on the street. And then last one is Take My Work to Church Day. So that is that we do something here, might tie in with the breakfast or something else, where we do kind of like a leadership development or team building or something like that, where people in the congregation who are part of a workplace and are wanting to do something different and creative, provided by somebody else, then we will host that here and bring some folk in, and you can bring your work to church during the week as part of your development of leaders over whatever work it is that you do or the people in your team. So that's some of the different things that are happening. And there'll be more. And we're hoping to have all kinds of different projects that then you can sign up for, as many as you want, as many as you can, with things that tie in with your gifting, with your passion. And if you have an idea, see one of the folk who was up on the stage today. So, what next then? Well, for the next few weeks and months till the end, well, probably up until Christmas, we'll just keep feeding you information and the projects. And then what we want you to do is to begin to pray, think, and then sign up. Here are areas that you would like to be involved in when it comes to August. And some of that will require some things ahead of time. And so you can begin to get involved in that. The second quarter, from kind of after Easter round to the school holidays, we'll begin to make some more very detailed preparations for what is happening in August. Rank up the prayer, crank up the prayer, and begin to do some things. And then that will continue over summer until we have the August event itself. So that's what's going to be happening. We'll keep you up to date with things on Sundays and on email. So if you haven't got our email or you're not receiving our emails, please let us know and tell the Connect desk what your proper email is, and we'll keep in touch. But we want you to be excited. Now, as we think about this, I want to wrap it up with just a few verses from Scripture. And if we can go on to the next slide, Callum. That's it. As a church, we have five values that we hold to. Here's four of them, and the fifth one is one that I want to kind of focus in a little bit more this morning about some of the things that sit behind what we're doing in Love Perth. These four, everything we do in Love Perth will reflect what we're doing here. So authentic spirituality. So we don't want to create plastic Christians. You know, people who you put on a good kind of vision on the outside, but actually internally they're wrecked. We don't have anything plastic. So we're not afraid to acknowledge our failings, but neither are we ashamed to live out our faith. That authentic spirituality. And what we do, we'll have that too. What does it mean when we're painting over here and we get into a conversation with someone else and then there's a conversation emerges about things that we mutually struggle with? Well, we should be able to talk about that. Or radical hospitality, we talk about open hands and open hearts. We believe that everyone should be welcomed, whoever they are, whatever background they come from, whatever situation they're in, whatever life decisions they've made, but the grace of God is widely hospitable, and it expresses love to all because God loves all. That's why there'd be not just food hospitality, but heart hospitality. What does it mean to just welcome and to bless and to get alongside? Then we've got humble unity. How do we, when working with people who are different from us, how do we kneel towards them so that we can both rise together? So rather always forcing our way and our perspective and being aggressive and forceful, I say, how do we do mission in humble unity? So we will partner with other organizations, perhaps other churches in some respects, and we'll kneel towards so that we can rise together. Posture of humility. Fourth one, Oh, it says humble unity twice. It's compassionate advocacy, walking with love, working for change. Compassionate advocacy brings together compassion and justice. So compassion, we spoke last week, didn't we, about the fact that Jesus was moved with compassion. His heart felt, from the guts we spoke about, Jesus feels when he sees someone suffering or when he sees an injustice and he reaches out with compassion. But he's also the God of justice. And he speaks on behalf of those who can't speak on their own. He stands up for those who have no voice. He challenges systems and things that are unjust. We walk with love, but we work for change. And so that will sit under Love Perth as well. This is who we say we are. And then the last one that we have, the fifth one, is creative generosity. Faith to see, faith to bless. And really, at Love Perth probably is, I think this is, these are, all of these values are kind of active and present, but they're also aspirational. You know, they're actual, but they're also aspirational. I think this is the one that I think we if I was giving a report card as a leader to myself, I would say, could do better in creative generosity, could do better. And I think Love Perth gives us an opportunity to be creatively generous in how we serve and bless the city around us. Creative generosity. Faith to see. So what can we see that's not already? What can we see that's in need? And then faith to bless. Faith to believe we can actually do something about it and make it happen by generously and creatively responding. Faith to see, faith to bless. And so I want to share a little bit just from some verses of Scripture in Mark chapter 8 as we think about creative generosity. So last week we spoke about Jesus weeping and feeling and being moved and moved with compassion and moved to act. And we're going to look at one of those passages of Scripture where that's the case, but I want to frame it this week under this compassion, under this, not compassion, but creative generosity. Seeing what's needed, seeing what's not there, and then miraculously bringing something new about. So let's read, we'll just take a few verses at a time. During those days, another large crowd gathered. Since they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I have compassion for these people. They've already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them home hungry, they will collapse on the way, because some of them have come a long distance." So first of all, what does Jesus see? He sees what's not there, but is needed. He sees where the gaps are. He sees the need. The people who were there needed food. They were hungry. They were weary. And if there wasn't some intervention at that moment and they were sent away, then it would make no difference to them in terms of their weariness, their hunger. In fact, it would make the situation worse. And Jesus sees the need. But he also has faith to see that something can be done. In our situation, there are times where we look around and we see needs, and they are food, and they are hunger, and they are weary. But it could be that in our faith to see, what we see is isolation. People on their own. The statistics for loneliness. The narrative around loneliness is so high in social media, in news, in social life. Almost like a pandemic of isolation. The need might be hostility. You know, why would we do something like a Unity World Cup? Well, to combat hostility. We see a need. Or addiction. That's why we do recovery stuff. We see a need, but then we say, but we also see what could be that's not there yet. And Love Perth is about thinking through, well, what's not there yet? We understand the need, we can see it, but do we have faith to see what's not there yet? Let's bring that. What could it be, the possibility? For Jesus, it was food, so that they could be satisfied and strengthened. But in our situation, it could be to bring about connection and hospitality, or peace, or unity, or value, or freedom. Faith to see, not just the need, but what's not there that could be. Let's read verses 4-7. His disciples answered, "But where in this remote place can anyone get enough bread to feed them?" "How many loaves do you have?" Jesus asked. "7," they replied. He told the crowd to sit down on the ground, and when he'd taken the 7 loaves and given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people, and they did so. They had a few small fish as well, and he gave thanks for them also and told the disciples to distribute them. So they had what was needed. They looked at it and they thought, surely this is not enough. But Jesus knew, and he invited the disciples to come and join him in the faith to see that with what they have, they could bless. Faith to see, faith to bless. They didn't think they had much, but somehow under the lordship of Jesus, what they brought, he would use to bless and to bring what was needed, what wasn't there yet. Faith to see, faith to bless. And it would take for them a step of faith to bring all the little that they had. And then Jesus sent them out, and in sending them out, that act of obedience that they had for Jesus meant that there was a multiplication of what they had. A multiplication so much so that not only was everyone fed, but there was still extra left. There was an abundance. This was a generous act of Jesus in this miracle of bringing what was needed. Well, what about us? What do we have? The gifts we bring. And it might not seem like much, like some bread and some fish. But what we do have is Jesus, who takes what we bring him and wonderfully, creatively, and generously uses that to bless the world around. Let's read on. Verse 8. The people ate and were satisfied, and afterwards the disciples picked up 7 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. About 4,000 were present, and after he'd sent them away, he got into the boat with his disciples and went to the region of Dalmanutha. Jesus performs this miraculous miracle along with the disciples who simply obey. They bring what we have. And somehow under Jesus, it is more than enough for what is needed. It's a creative miracle, and it's a generous miracle. Creative generosity. You may not think, as you've been hearing about Love Perth, you maybe are sitting thinking, I really have nothing to bring. That'll not be the case. We all have something to bring. You might not think it's much, but when we bring it, and when we bring it together, and when we bring it under the lordship of Jesus, he performs the miraculous in very generous ways. His creativity is immense. And we've been made in his image. So actually, there's great creativity among us. It's not even that we just need Jesus to do the creative bit. But we ourselves are creative. There are people who are artists and musicians and writers and poets and crafters and all kinds of things. How do we use what God has given us so that we can live out a creative generosity as a church? This church is packed, jam-packed with resource, people, gifts, abilities, money, all kinds of things that God has given us so that we can bless. That's what we're called to do, a creative generosity. Faith to see what the need is. Faith to see what's needed, what's not there yet, but could be if we just went and did something. And faith to bless generously and creatively. Faith to bless is self-giving. Faith-filled, faith-induced, faith-activated, faith-transforming, faith-giving, faith-sacrificing, to bless the other generously as well as creatively. Faith to see, the courage and imagination of faith, and faith to bless, the giving and the abundance of faith. Creative generosity with the miraculous Jesus who takes what we bring and turns it into a feast that is more abundant than even what we need. So that's your challenge. That's our challenge for us as we think about Love Perth and as we invite you to take some time off, to come and join us. Or where you've got time, create a little more and come and let's love Perth and serve and bless it and watch what God does. I'm going to invite the worship team to come up and join us.